Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rachel Gillette is here. Rachel is a friend of mine, a new friend of the show. She's the Chief Leadership Development Officer for the Studer Community Institute. Quint Studer founded that many years ago. I was here when it was founded, folks. He and I were talking about this probably 20 years ago when he first founded this. He's been hanging out with us on the show for a long time, and he was smart enough to find and bring on board Rachel Gillette, who's our guest this half hour, and someone who I've met. We've worked together, and I'm really impressed with her, and she's here to talk to us about part of what they're doing. Rachel Gillette, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, Jim. It's great to be joining you. You mentioned Quint, and he's an amazing guy, and he's had this vision for various things, and just, you know, in general of improving the quality of life for people. You've known him a long time. I've known him for a while, and we just feel, you know, fortunate to be involved in that effort. And moving that vision forward to improve the quality of life for people. So appreciate you having me on this morning, Jim. This is going
to
be fun.
It's great to have you here. You know, Rachel, when you've lived as long as I have, and next week is my 23rd year on the air, I've had the privilege of being in the front row of the dreams of a lot of people. Whether it was getting a book out of their head onto paper, or a career, or a program, or a movement like Quint's, I've had these people on the show to talk about their dream. You can see the gleam in their eye as they talk about it, and then for time to pass, and to see it come to pass, and to see it turn into something good. It's been really fascinating. I've had an amazing front row seat to a lot of things. And Quint Studer's success in Pensacola and in other places, other communities he's helped. It's been really exciting to see that happen. And I'm proud that he has you to help him with it.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. You know, you talked about sort of the time that it takes to create something good, you know, and the and the skills needed,
the vision and the commitment,
hard work and commitment and time, and there's setbacks and challenges along the way. I mean,
and the naysayers. Don't forget the naysayers.
Oh yeah.
Tweedledum, and Tweedledee. Yeah. Right, you got out there. So
that's right.
So one of the things that you guys have created in the last few years is something you call Intercon, and I want you to tell the audience what Intercon is. You were nice enough to host me down there not too long ago. I got to see it in person. Tell the audience what Intercon is and how it got started.
Yeah, well, you were one of our keynote speakers, Jim, for the awards that we do during Entrecon, which is our two-day business and leadership conference that we host each year, generally in person in Pensacola, because we realized that there was a lot of different trainings out there and conferences, but a lot of it was industry-specific. And when we look at what makes businesses successful, you know, it's really an investment in the people, making sure that they have the skills that they need to be successful. And, you know, the world is moving at such a ridiculous pace. I mean, even beyond the pandemic, which has been an opportunity for us all to look at challenges and look at the disruption and see what we can do differently. But even before that, you know, with advances in technology and changes in the way we work and consumer needs, that's just continually changing and accelerating. So at the Institute, we're looking at how we can help businesses close that skills gap and create great places to work. And it requires intention. It requires businesses and organizations to really understand that need. You know, there's a great quote, I think, by Aristotle, you know, we are what we repeatedly do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can do things badly, we can do things mediocre, or we can do things well and with excellence. And the question is, how do we do that? Well, we have to do that by training ourselves, by being intentional about it, by doing it repeatedly. You know, my husband's a pilot with FedEx. He's been doing it for 33 years, and he's pretty good at it. You know, he's pretty skilled. But here's the thing. His organization, his company knows that in order to be an excellent company, in order to have excellent pilots and have them skilled, they have to invest in training. And they go back every 6 to 9 months, and they repeatedly train and train mm-hmm. and train and train. And we see that with the best sports organizations. They have phenomenal coaches.
The military, one of the things that you learned in the military and our first responders, police officers, firefighters, all those people do the same thing, and here's the reason. Talking about your husband, I'm a pilot too. I'm not on his level, but I'm a private pilot. And what pilots will tell you, if you fly with a pilot and everything goes swimmingly, you'll sit over there. If you don't know anything about it, you'll sit over there and you'll say, well, this is easy. All he did was crank the engine and push the power up and pull the yoke back. I mean, come on, how hard is this? But what a pilot will tell you is, the training that you go through is not to crank the engine and make the plane fly. The training is what you revert to when everything turns to mush. You don't count on your pilot on an aircraft in an airliner to so much to take off and land. You count on that person being excellent when there's an emergency. That's when the training comes in. And boy, howdy, are we having that with small business owners right now this year?
Well, that's right, Jim. You know, oftentimes when a crash happens with a plane and they do the investigation and they say, well, gosh, it was pilot error. And, you know, we talk about it. And really what happened was that maybe the pilot was too reliant on the autopilot.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband says, you know, just fly the plane.
That's what the training says. Fly the airplane. Take everything off, else off and fly the air. When it all turns to mush, fly the airplane first and let everything else work out. And same thing with your business, folks. When it comes, all turns to mush like it has this year, fly your airplane. 20 after, right back with Rachel Gillette. She's with Studer Community Institute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.